Further, just a continuation of this question, I think what about the prior part, like you, this life disciple is initiated and then next life we understand that, but what about that moment before his or her diksha in their whole life, millions of lifetimes, is there still a relation with their guru, like how does...
No, the relation starts with surrender, Guru Padashraya. It's not a prior life, you was like, you were dating but you didn't get serious. You were going steady but you didn't get engagement. And then you died before you got married. So next time you met her again, and when you got steady and got proposed for marriage and got run over. And then the third life, you met her again, proposed for marriage and you know, got married, you know, so it's not like that. The relationship with Guru begins with diksha. Because that's like Lord Chaitanya says in Antia, chapter 4, diksha kali, avam samarpan. You get chidananadeha, you get your spiritual body, and when you're avam samarpan, you surrender your avam to the Guru. The Guru gives his bhava and prema and everything in his heart to the disciple. That begins the relationship. And a surrender and diksha. Before that, you're just dating. You're dating the Guru. And you're formally connected. There's no alimony, though, that's the thing. So, runs away, you can't sue for the Guru of alimony. I interviewed about 250 people for Prabhupada's Lilamrita, and many people said they were standing on the street in some city, Paris, London, and Prabhupada came by sitting on the Subhadra's chariot, Rathyatra Festival, and they were totally in Maya, this person. They saw Prabhupada. And he said, Prabhupada looked at me. You know, I don't know, there's a thousand people. How does he know Prabhupada's looking at them? Just looking at this like that. But Prabhupada looked at me, and he said, our eyes locked. They were totally very, like, you know, psychedelic exchanges, you know. Our eyes locked. Like, wow, look at this. He said, so gross. His eyes locked with Prabhupada. And at that moment, I just accepted, he's my guru. I didn't really know much, I didn't know anything about Hare Krishna. I thought they were weird and crazy. I didn't want anything to do with them. But I just happened to be on the street and this thing was coming by, the traffic was blocked. Police were blocking the traffic because the car was going by. So I waited standing on the side of the road. I saw Prabhupada and I saw him and I knew he was my guru. And I finally, a short time later, I met him, I got diksha and this and that. So they tell, many people talk about it, because I asked them some of the questions, how do you meet Prabhupada, where do you meet Prabhupada? And they tell, many people told like this type of thing. So that means maybe last night they were connected. Can't say, it's hard to prove, get solid proof. But there's some kind of intuitive feeling in the heart of someone when you meet someone. Maybe it's just stars. But the stars are compatible, so you feel attracted. Why are stars compatible? Because you're already, stars are compatible last life, so you continue with the same compatible stars in this life. You know, they say that marriage made in heaven. I mean, it's made in your last life. It's a samskara. It's a samskara from last life. This one, this man, this woman are destined to be married. And someday maybe they find out about it and it becomes a successful marriage. So diksha is something like a marriage also, on one level. Not, you know, not like the man-woman thing, but the meeting and have feeling familiar and feeling relationship already, some latent relationship. And then there's a courting period, you know, a new bhakti program, dating, being association. I mean, a guy associated with a girl. Well, they do. They go on dates and they do their thing. Whatever. They talk and they associate and listen and feel and hear. And how's it affect? How's this person affect my mind? How's this person affect my body? How's this person affect my heart? So that's how I was with a guru also. I met many gurus. I was looking for a guru for some time in India. But I thought of different ones that I knew already since 20 years or whatever, 30 years I was in India, or 28 years I was in India. In Vrindavan, I met many gurus, sannyasis from Gaudiya Math and Babaji's. I knew them, I associated with them, asked them questions, hear their katha, and read their books and everything, this, that. But then when I thought about, well, who should I take diksha from? And then I, a lot of them were already gone. They already died by that time. They're old people when I met them. And then I thought, this one, I said, oh, I don't, he's, yeah, he's nice, he's very intelligent, but I don't feel hardly connected there. Brain, mind and brain were like, okay, that's good, but heart is also important. So then I said, well, this one. So I approached that way, he said, get lost. So that was a little hard to take, you know. I didn't expect him to be so nirdoy. So it means not merciful. So I prayed Radharani and he became merciful. So it's like that.